In my wonderful itinerary in Plett, and it's true, hashtag Plett is a vibe, is not just the Plettenberg Bay tourism call to action, but it really is a vibe. So I was very pleased with my amazing stay at the old Rectory Hotel and Spa. I was really ensconced in absolute luxury and held in the palm of the hands of Leon Renison, who is the new general manager at the hotel. It really is an amazing getaway, which is laid back luxury. And when I say laid back, I mean laid back because we got back from a whole day of touring and we were cold and found a comfortable spot by the fire. And when our chilling time just eased into dinner time and we had no plans to head to the room, but just wanted to go straight to dinner, dinner came to us by the fireplace. And that is no exaggeration. They literally moved the couches out and brought in a table so we could sit in the exact same spot where we were and enjoy a cozy dinner. So looking forward to chatting to Leon, new in his role, but definitely not new to the hospitality sector. Leon is a seasoned hotelier, a seasoned hospitality professional. And he's going to be revealing all things Old Rectory Hotel to us.
Well, listeners, I told you the story of how hashtag Plett is definitely a vibe. And it's not just a tourism hashtag because I am living proof. My week has been so great. I've got renewed energy for all the challenges of my week. And it's now Friday. I'm closing on Friday, not feeling normally as tired as I normally do. And I must say that it must be wonderful to work in a place where I have just recently played. And we're chatting today to Leon Renison, the newly appointed general manager of the old Rectory Hotel and Spa. So new and old combined. Leon, a warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet.
Hi, Janet. Nice to chat to you again.
Only a pleasure, Leon. I know this is a new role for you. So maybe you can start by telling us the journey that brought you to the old Rectory Hotel.
All right. Been in the hotel industry a very, very, very long time. But it's such an exciting industry. There's always something new, and there's so many different aspects to the hospitality industry. So sort of background, always been 5-star game lodges. My wife and I, we've looked after wedding venues, big resorts as well. And now for the first time, find ourselves at a very quaint, beautiful seaside hotel, which is absolutely spectacular. So we're very happy to be here.
Wonderful. So lots of expertise, lots of experience gleaned over the years to really add some value to the old Rectory Hotel and Spa. Now, Leon, having just returned from this magnificent space and been horribly spoiled from amazing staff to delicious food and beautifully curated rooms, I think that it must be quite special to be in that space, the old rectory. What are some of the features that we can experience? What can our listeners expect when they come to the old rectory hotel?
It's elegance in a laid back way. So whether you come, you do the short little walk off the beach, and you still got sand in your shoes or sand in your feet, that's fine. We've got a beautiful poolside area, a wonderful spa as well. So I think we do a relaxed chic very well. Our food offerings,
Absolutely.
Our food offerings, we're looking at, we're in the process of changing our menus around a bit for the season as well. So our spring menu will probably start next week. So we're very excited about that. We've got a wonderful spa on site as well. The girls take really good care of you with some great treatments. And as I said, we're right on the edge of the ocean. So literally 100 meters from the seashore.
Wonderful. Now, from what I understand and from the wonderful exhibit that we saw at reception, this is a heritage building and protected under the National Monuments Act, and it's just been beautifully restored. I love the combination of the old and the new and the beautiful artworks that we saw. It's quite special. It is definitely a boutique hotel. And then you've got suites. So what can we expect to see in the rooms? It's larger than standard. Please tell us, take us on a virtual tour of what that room looks like.
Well, we've got 18 wonderful suites. They obviously all come with their televisions. The bath showers are all open plan. And then for the families that want to come and join us, most of the rooms are interleading as well. So the kids don't have to be too far away from mom and dad. And even though it's in the heart of Plettenberg Bay, you're going to find some peace and tranquility around the pool area as well. We've got wonderful old trees surrounding the pool area and the main deck area as well. So even in December, when the rest of Plett really goes into another level. Some peace and quiet can be found around the old Rectory Hotel.
Wonderful. So you've told us about the suites. You've told us about the beautiful poolside, the fact that there's a family focus and children can be close by. The spa is, it sounds amazing. Please tell us about the bistro restaurant. What can we expect to see on the menu? What are your favorites? You've been there a month now. You probably sampled everything on there, Leon.
Almost. No, it is. We've got a wonderful chef's brigade. The guys really do their best at sourcing the freshest produce. Our new menu is going to be a six-course sit-down dinner for our dinners. So we had our first six-course dinner last night, and it went really well. It was well received. And that menu will change daily as the chefs find something fresh or something new or something exciting. So our menu will change daily, which we're very excited about. And then our terrace and lunch menu, we're looking at items like Wagyu beef burgers, pulled pork bao buns, summer salad bowls with sea tuna, mussel pots, fresh line fish of the day with chips. So the whole menu was designed around what's fresh, what's new, what's exciting. And the chefs have got some wonderful ways of preparing that. So we're looking forward to that.
Definitely lots of innovation happening in the kitchen, Leon. I really enjoyed whatever it is that I ate there, and I could taste really the freshness, the fact that it was naturally sourced, organic, etc. Because you judge how you feel after a meal. If you feel all sluggish and tired, you've either eaten way too much, or the ingredients were not of the best quality. And on all days, we really were very pleased with what we ate. Now, as you sit there at the old rectory, what are the things that are surrounding your hotel that our listeners can experience?
Oh, there
I
is
know
so
that you
much
have a
around.
beautiful market nearby.
Yeah, we do the market on Main, especially on Sundays, Saturdays. It's really buzzing. We've got so many restaurants close by. We've got breweries. Monkey Land is one of the great family trips that you could do. Go see our monkeys. We've got Birds of Eden on the route as well. We've got elephants. You can go walk with the elephants and the wildcat sanctuary as well. There's so many little hidden away coffee shops and nurseries and bakeries and little cafes. I've been here for just more than a month, and it feels as though I haven't even started to explore the whole area. So Besides the pristine beaches, there is just so much more to do. So on those great sunny days, the beaches are 100 meters from us, one of the blue flag beaches. Otherwise, you could just get in your car and explore. There's probably about 50 things you could do within 5 kilometers from the hotel. So great hikes at the Rauberg wildlife area, the reserve. Beautiful seals that you can have a look. The other day we had whales so close to the shore, right in front of the hotel, that you could actually hear them exhaling. I
Oh,
don't
how
think that
special
that
is
whale was
that?
more than 50 meters into the ocean. So there is just really so much to see. It's a wonderful place to base yourself and to meander and to go and explore what there is in the area. It really is a very special area.
Well, Leon, I couldn't have said it better. It definitely is a place to just come and meander because there is so much to do. It's really a kind of manna for the soul kind of place. And I think the 4 nights that we spent in the Plettenberg Bay area is not nearly enough. It's the kind of place one can retreat to in winter because we left a very cold and returned to a very cold Cape Town. But we could enjoy beautiful sunshine on that side of the world. And definitely a great spot to retreat to write, to commune with nature, just connect with yourself and with loved ones. And nowhere better to do it than at the Old Rectory Hotel and Spa. Leon, again, a great thank you to you and your team for making our stay there an exceptional experience. It really was very special. And we feel like it's the kind of place we would definitely want to come back to. So, thank you for joining us today on Jet Setting with Janet. Thank you for the insights on your hotel and any parting words before we say goodbye to you.
No, looking forward to seeing all the listeners here at the Old Rectory. It's a wonderful spot to come in, not only just for the beach life or the nightlife, but the adventure seekers as well, the families, those who would like to have a bit of peace and quiet. So the hotel really is a great spot for all of the above. So hope to see the listeners here quite soon.
Fantastically on. So whether you are received by Travis or Fortune or Melvin or any of the other gentlemen there, and if you're lucky enough to be personally received by Leon, I can assure you it's a superb experience. Go out and check it out, the Old Rectory Hotel and Spa. And the hotel has very generously given us a beautiful dining voucher, which will be up as a prize on our socials. So do go and check out the Old Rectory Hotel and Spa. And Leon, all the best for the weekend ahead to you and the team. It's been great chatting to you.
Thank you very much, Janet, and a great weekend to you too.
All the best. Take care.
Bye.